Blog Talk Radio.
Want to know what men think? Ask a man. Want relationship advice? Ask a man. Want to get a step up in the game? Ask a woman. Just kidding. Ask a man. Welcome to, you guessed it, Ask a Man with your hosts, Tish and Kay from your favorite pharmacist channel, and Steve the Dean Williams from the Man Mindset. If you're looking for chicken soup or a show to tell you that, oh, you're special, please go two doors down and to the right. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373.
All right, ladies, we're here. KT. Or KT.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. How y'all ladies doing?
Hello. How are you?
It's fabulous. I'm a woman, so I'm doing great. How are you?
You take it. Really?
She did that.
She's really going to take. She just asked me. She just asked me how I was doing.
I know.
And I told her I'm a man. I'm a man, boy, just like a woman.
Yep.
Just like a
woman. Take it right away. Yep. Upgraded. You upgraded me. Thank you.
You're getting started fresh out the gate.
We are getting started fresh out the gate. But before we get in the show, ladies, tell everybody about yourselves. And I guess we'll start at the bottom and work our way to the top. Kay, tell them about yourself.
I don't think I like that phrasing. We're going to start at the bottom. I'm assuming you're talking about the positioning that we're in right now on camera. Okay,
yeah,
okay. I'm going to let you slide with that. Okay, my name is Kay. I am, married with children. Been married almost 30 years. And I'm a sexual enhancement consultant. And I also teach a head class on top of that.
Ooh-wee. All right. T?
Hey, guys. I'm Tish from Your Favorite Pharmacist. I am a professional marrier. That's basically it.
That's so dumb.
And I'm a pharmacist by day.
Professional bride. Gotcha.
Yes, I'm a professional bride. I love it.
Oh,
but
my God.
I want to make one last stop. I'm ready for the last stop. So that's where I'm at with that.
All right. My dog's out there, Steve Dean Williams. You know, I've been doing this over 30 years, helping men be better men. And this is what this show is about. But before we get into the subject, I have a clip that I pulled up that I want to get you ladies. I want to get your thoughts on this real quick, because this is what we'll do. We're talking not only men's issues, but we're talking women's issues and relationship issues. And we're going to get it from a man's perspective. I mean, especially, you know, you ladies, y'all got some say-so in this, you know.
Thank you.
You know, it's a man's perspective. But let me go ahead and play this one clip, ladies. I want y'all to hear this, and I want y'all to let me know what's your take on this. What is your take on this?
Well, unfortunately, there are too many modern women who won't admit that we were lied to. Too many modern women won't admit that, yo, we made a mistake. Let's switch it. Let's stop and switch it. A lot of them prefer to stay on this never trust a man. Keep your guards up. All men are toxic.
Ooh.
Yep.
What's your take,
ladies? I can't disagree with that.
That all men are toxic?
Well, I think that was the lie that she was talking about. Yeah, a lot of women have been getting these lies that men are toxic. Men aren't toxic. Males
are. Some
are. No, male. Well, then I'm going to teach y'all something.
Males versus men. Gotcha.
Males are toxic. Men are not toxic. Males are. We'll talk more about
that. So what's the difference? Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a male and a man then?
Well, the difference between a male and a man is all about himself. He is self-guided. Okay. A male is somebody that has feminine energy in him, that he acts more like mommy than daddy. He complains. He blames. He's a victim. He's all in his feelings. He's always looking for a reason why everything is everybody else's fault but his. So There's a total difference in that. And that's going to connect to what y'all going to be talking about when we talk about players and stuff like
Ouch. Because that sounded so shady. Sounded like you basically said that a male is a female with a penis.
Yeah, well, pretty much,
Because all of those, but you gave a lot of negative attributes to women.
Well, no, I'm not saying negative attributes to women. I'm just saying, no, what I'm saying is that it's okay for a woman to be emotional. It's okay for a woman to have drama and gossip, because that's what women do. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad or good thing. I'm just saying that's what women do. But what I'm saying is that these males don't have vision. They don't have direction. They don't think critically. They're not assertive. They're not dominant. They're fearful. They don't take risks. They don't go after what they want. They're not clear on the things that they want from women. They don't get things done. You see what I'm saying? They don't take ownership. Yeah, I go on and on and on, but I'm just saying that. I'm not saying women are like this, but what I'm saying is that a lot of these boys, when I say act like mommy, I'm saying more emotional, where they have fear, they get nervous, or like women, very insecure.
So you're saying women are gossipy and are insecure? That's what you're trying to say?
Women are supposed to, that's what women do, y'all gossip. Women are supposed to gossip and...
No, we're not supposed to. You're way off base.
Yeah, but y'all do.
A gossipy male, that's a bad thing. But a woman, no, I mean, that's a bad thing with women as well. You don't want a gossipy woman as well. And we are not naturally insecure. I'm very secure. Kay is very, I mean, she can speak for herself, very secure. So, I mean, but proceed.
Okay, we starting off. Fred, go ahead.
This is what the show's about.
I mean, he's just saying things about women that aren't true, and they're all weak attributes, and that's not the case. I mean, but we're supposed to be talking about the clips, so my bad.
Yeah, so we're just talking about the clip. But let me grab the other one before we get into the show itself. So here's just a little bit more of what she was saying. Here she goes.
Open our eyes as Black women and see how we were set up. And I don't think it was intentionally done. I don't think my mom was like, oh, let me set her up to not have a man and tell her not trust no man. I think my mom didn't choose properly. She didn't vet properly. And then she kept on attracting undesirable men to her. So then to save me, she said, hey, girl, don't trust no man, instead of saying vet properly. Who saw that, yo, I was set up, and who aren't afraid to admit that, hey, I was set up? To give them an opportunity to voice and feel comfortable over here. And also...
All right. Okay, so...
Her voice is all right. She's talking too much. Too much gossiping.
Yeah, but ladies, if you listen to what she's saying right there...
I agree with her.
Yeah. I feel that she's absolutely right. A lot of women have this false thought that a man, just because he wants to smash or sleep with her, that he has to take her out to dinner. He's got to woo her and spend a lot of money on her, because that's a standard that's coming from the home or the TV or wherever these young ladies are getting this information. They're under the impression that a man has to take them out to dinner. Why?
This depends on what she wants too. So.
Wait. What do you mean what she wants? What?
I mean, if that's her prerequisite for giving up ass, then okay, that's the prerequisite. But, y'all got to get it done. What's the problem? Why y'all can't send no money to get some ass?
Y'all always want
ass for free.
But that's tricking, though. That's tricking. Men should never trick his money.
So that's just being a woman. That's feeding her and taking care of her and doing what you're supposed to do.
Wait, you say taking care of.
It's the little thing. So if y'all don't want to do that, y'all don't need no ass.
No, because the ones that have game, because we're going to be talking about the players and stuff, is that the ones that got game,
they get it for free.
Uh-huh. They're ones that get it for free. That doesn't have to pay. We're talking about the males that have to, they bend over backwards, they cupcake, they beat around the bush. They walk on eggshells and backdoor women by saying, you know what, let's be friends. Men and women can't be friends. There's no such thing as a being a friend with a guy, unless his name is Twan and he's like, hey, girl. But it doesn't work that way.
Wow.
What, Kay? Talk to me. What, Kay? What's wrong with the world?
I have plenty of male friends.
Okay. Kay.
I know, exactly, Kay.
All platonic. Male friends.
All right, Kay. This is what I like for you to do. It's called for my boy DJ Squid. It's called the Squid Test, okay? But I want you to do, Kay, because y'all women are so smart at playing dumb, because y'all are real smart with this one. You know they want to smash, Kay.
Exactly, Tish, Kay.
You know they want to smash. But if they're your friend, call them up and offer them the ass. And if they're really your friend, they're going to say, oh, Kay, how could you say that? We're just friends. No, Kay, what I want you to say is, look, hey, guess what? Nobody has to know. You pick the place, you pick the time, and you can have the goods whenever you want it. And I guarantee 99.9999% of these so-called friends that you have are going to want to smash.
All right. I'm not going to deny that one, but I wouldn't even play that little game because I pretty much know what the answer would be.
Of course.
However, that doesn't mean they're not my friend anyway, despite the fact that they know, because they know they're never going to get it. I know that every man sits in waiting, hoping for the opportunity. However, they do know they're never going to get it. So,
yeah, but then you're an associate.
They are always going to be friend zone.
No, but you're an associate then. See, we're friends after I get the ass. We ain't friends why in the beginning. That's a lie. I don't want to be your friend. That's the truth. That every man is lying to you saying that they want to be your friend. That's a lie. He wants your face in a pillow. Your ass up in the air. That's what he
wants. So we don't have amazing personalities. Women can have amazing personalities and bring value to y'all lives. Is that what you're saying?
I give great advice. I mean,
yeah, and I'm warm and I'm warm and fuzzy.
Hey, ladies, listen. We can watch the Lifetime channel, Wii channel. We can talk. We can have ice cream.
Right, with us. Exactly. Right. That's
no,
perfect.
Wait. We have ice cream and hang out after we smash, not before. After we smash, we can sit around and talk about anything you want to talk about.
Yeah, I don't want to talk.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. But before then,
Okay, let's get that straight. Yeah, they don't want to talk.
They don't want to talk. They want to smash, and that's what I'm saying a lot. But see, that's something women are in denial about. I mean, I know y'all women love guys to hang out with you and all that other stuff. I know y'all love that.
I don't want that. I keep to myself. I only hang out with men I want to smash. Or just a transaction.
You say you don't?
I do. I don't want to hang out. I don't like male friends. I don't have time for that at this point.
That's what I'm saying. Really?
At this point, yeah, you're right. I don't.
Yes.
Am I hanging out with any dudes? And I don't know if I can. I'm confused. Huh?
Well, you said
am I hanging out with men? Okay, then.
But right. I'm not. Okay. Anyway, anyone in the chat room, if y'all have a question or a comment, put a cue in there, or you can call in. The lines are open, but we're just going over this real quick before we get into the subject. But ladies, we definitely have to do a show eventually of he's not your friend. He's never your friend. He's never your friend. And as a man, why would I want to be friend? Why would a lion want to hang out with a zebra? Tell me.
Why y'all hang around for so long if y'all know y'all not going to get it then?
Because
I have dudes that I've known for like 10, 20 years, and they never going to get it, and they still hang around years later.
Well, because they're in the hope business. They're hoping that an asshole like me.
You catch at a vulnerable moment.
Yeah, it's at that moment where you're like, I can't stand him. He's such an asshole. And he's right there beside you, you know. I told you,
that's
girl.
True.
I just want to let you know I'm always here for you, and you're just so beautiful. And
for 10 years, though, Steve.
Yes.
For 10 years. I mean, obviously, it's something deeper. Yes. It's something like a beautiful friendship, a person, you know, that personality, the way I take care. You know, I massage their brain. You know, my word salad.
Really, sis?
You're
massaging
their brain.
Yeah,
really?
Massaging their brain with that,
wow.
You know, with that word salad. Y'all men like that word salad too, you know. Y'all love that.
Mm-hmm. But see, like 1950 said, weak men have no options. We'll talk about it in a second. But see, this is what this lady's saying right here. If I'm dating someone, I keep my male friends at a distance. No, you see, this is what's so cool about being with a man. A man has no problem with you having guy friends, because somebody's got to take you out to dinner. Somebody's got to be the shoulder to cry on. Somebody's got to be your chauffeur. Somebody right now has got to pick up those Halloween lights right now. Somebody's got to take you out to dinner. And somebody's got to give you a drink and be their shoulder. So there's a purpose to having male friends. We know you ain't going to smash, but let's be honest, ladies. Come on, you know that each and every one of you, everybody watch them, watch how they smile. They're going to try so hard not to smile. You ladies have a roster of guys that you, not to say you're sleeping with, that you could call right now if you wanted to eat, drive, get a drink, or go shopping. You have a guy you call right now. Yes or no, ladies?
Yes or no to what?
Do you have that? You have that right now?
Do you have that?
Don't you have that?
Do you have that? Do you have that?
I'm asking.
So, back to the point. So, a man can take us out to dinner. Only a male can take us out to dinner. What are you saying?
But
what's happening right now?
Why am I taking you out to dinner?
Okay. So the answer is no.
Okay, wait.
The answer is no.
Be in my company.
Okay, listen.
To feel my feminine essence.
You know what? I absolutely understand your feminine essence, and this is what I will offer. I have no problem offering where I'm going to take you. Now, usually I make the choice as a man, but okay. I would give you three ladies a choice. Now, if I met you and I'm putting my bid in, I'm going to give you three places we can go, okay? First place we can go is Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, where we can go get a 99 cent loaf. We get a 99 cent loaf of bread, and we go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, and we feed the ducks. Or we can go to get a cup of coffee or tea or ice cream on the corner of your face of the pillow, your ass up in the air.
Really?
Yeah, right. And because it's warm, it's getting like cold outside.
Hold on. He came prepared with bullshit.
Someone in the chat said he was reeling us in now to see what they were saying.
I'm saying that, listen.
Okay, that's what we're going to do.
I'm showing you ladies that I don't need to feed you to show you that you're with a real man. Now, we can go for ice cream. We can go for cocoa. We can even feed the ducks, because it's not about feeding you. Compatibility has nothing about stuffing your mouth. It's to see what do you bring to the table that separates you from all the other women that we have.
You gave me an instant migraine.
What?
You too? Oh.
What?
Oh, my God. I'm what? Like, where's my naproxen?
Oh, God. I got hurt. Oh, God.
Oh.
Okay. What do you mean bring to the table? What do you mean? Like, what? Hold on. So this is an audition.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to audition for y'all.
Wait a second. Well, let's look at it for a second. Now, ladies, come on.
Probably right now,
you make every guy try to audition for you.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
Oh, no, that's not. No, that's how
no,
it is right
we're,
now.
We're the prize, okay? We're the prize here. Let's not get that twisted. The woman is the prize, right?
No,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
And you know,
I just had to teach a young lady this the other day, and she was chasing my son, and I'm like,
she should have some
self-respect.
No.
Stop chasing a man.
No.
He's supposed to chase you. You are the prize.
No.
It's bottom line, period.
Well, we have a question real quick before I make a statement. Sun Super has this question for you ladies right there. What would you say y'all on this right here?
I can't see it.
Oh, you can't see it. Can you see it?
Hold on. That's because I'm blind as a bat.
Oh.
But
do you believe that men are supposed to buy dinners and take you out when they first meet you? Or you showing them that you're worth being taken care of in that manner?
Woo! Good question. Good question.
No, it's not. That's you're supposed to do everything beforehand.
But why?
You're supposed to put your bid. We're the ones you're supposed to put your bid, not the one put a bid into y'all. What are you talking about?
Okay, wait.
What alternate universe are we in right now? What did I step
into? We're in a world where, end of the day, you're going after my last name and you're going after my ring.
You're going after giving me your last name.
You're taking my last name. So what are you going to do?
You're welcome.
What are you going to do to show me that I should give you that honor and my sperm to carry my kids?
Okay, nice. Let's back up. Okay, so let's go back to the initial question as to whether or not he's supposed to take us out on a date.
Yes.
And
okay,
for a said date. When did this practice stop? Because that's how we started, where men courted the woman. Why are we dropping that and reversing it, and now men expect to be courted?
That, you know what? That is a great question with a great answer. See, the women that got courted back in the day had a standard that I am not just going to go out with a guy just to go out with him. I have to get that approved by my father. My father has to meet this guy. And then when I go out with this guy, I've got to be back before the light. Well, I don't know if there were lights back then, but before the lights came on, there were standards that women held back in the day. That what you're saying, Kay, is absolutely right. But that was when women held a standard. Women now don't hold. I'm not going to generalize, but I'm going to say most. I can't say all.
Okay.
They don't, because that's one thing we're not going to do. We don't generalize here. I'm just saying. I'm going to say most. I can't say all. They don't have those same standards to get that kind of treatment when every woman, look at her Instagram, how many followers? She thousands of men, thousands of guy friends going out, showing her ass, her boobs and her titties, and you want us to treat you like it was back in the day?
Yeah, the ones who deserve it, yes. But it seems like
you are generalizing, because there are a lot of women out there that don't do any of that foolishness.
Right.
That still have standards about themselves.
Yes.
And still have requirements, and they're not out there fucking everybody. And
I didn't say fucking. I didn't say fucking.
I'm just saying, or even dating everyone. They're selective as well. So
okay.
There are some women out there that just take a free meal. They just want a free meal.
Yeah, but having a lot of guys. Okay, what women don't understand is these guys, and I'm going to speak for the guys, not the men, the guys. They don't want to compete with what they think are other guys that you have on your roster at your beck and call that you could call upon all the time.
Question.
Yes.
Because you separated men from males earlier. Yes. Now we're talking about guys. So now I don't know who you're talking.
The men are running the board. So the men don't have the problem with the women. It's the guys or the males that have the problem with the women, because
so it's just talking about males.
Them. It feel like it's a competition. They feel like they're competing, or they feel that they've got to do more. They've got, like I say, got to take you out. They've got to impress you. They've got to prove themselves. They've got to juggle midgets while riding a tricycle on an elephant, mm-hmm. just to get your attention. When, again, don't get me wrong, we're in a time now where women, because of the internet, you have access to a lot of men that are interested in you. But just because mm-hmm. they're interested in you doesn't mean you have to keep them around. And I'm not saying for you ladies, but there are women that, what we call attention whores, that they love that kind of attention. They love the guys hitting them up. They love the guys all on them and all that other stuff. A lot of these guys out there, they can't handle that. That's all I'm saying, speaking for them.
Okay.
So, uh-huh. So yes. So, but hey, guys, if y'all want to join in, guys, y'all into this conversation, 515-605-9373. With my girl K and T chilling, and we chopping it up. But you know what? You came up with are you the player?
Are the played, yep.
Are the played. Let's talk about where did this come from? Because now we're going to talk man stuff, but where did this come from, girl?
Well, I mean, it's not just a man thing. Is this a business concept in general when it comes to relationships? So it's either, you could be number one or number two. I mean, so you want to be the person who is in control of the situation. Otherwise, you're going to be the one who's going to be led around by the nose. So are you the player? Are you the one who called the shots? Are you the one who's going to make sure the man is taking you out to dinner? Are you the one who's going to control the sex and give it to him when you're good and ready and not manipulate you into it without any lick of food whatsoever? And he gives nothing as you all like to do it.
Whoa.
Are you the play that woman or that guy who's just, you know, just going along, don't know if he's going to call you, you know, if you're going to see him again? And, you know, did I give him the ass too soon? You know, I don't know what's going on. Who wants to do that? That's stupid.
Lady.
I'm sorry, I got lost. I'm sorry.
No, lady. I
can step out of it.
Lady.
Okay, like, what the hell? So who going to do what? Who's going to do what? Who's going to be number one, number two? Who's going to be the captain?
Well, from a man's perspective, there's no nail polish on the captain's seat because you don't get to sit at the throne. You can sit beside the throne, but you can't run. See, our ladies, y'all think y'all, see, I understand y'all playing, but y'all playing the guys y'all not going to sleep with. Y'all can't play a man because, you know,
it's deeper than that.
Tell me how
deep. I mean, because we give someone ass doesn't mean we're all of a sudden the play. No, we're still in the power position. Definitely.
Because you give us some ass? I mean,
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, it seemed like you were saying as if we were to have relations with someone, then we kind of lose our power or we only play the guys who that we're not having sex. But no, it's not that. It's bigger than that. So you always, there's a mindset, you always want to be in a power position, always.
Wait a second.
For your best benefit, or what?
You are.
Y'all men don't know what to do with y'all power.
What?
You know, y'all don't know what to do with. You pull us by the nose, you talk this foolishness about not eating, you know, taking us out to dinner at least. I mean, so this is what y'all do with it. So that's why women, we need to be in control of that.
All right, let's bring in a call real quick. Tyler, I guess it's 707. Tyler, what would you like to say to the ladies, sir?
Hey, Tyler.
Hello, ladies. Hello, ladies. Good evening. How are you this evening?
We're great.
Good. Thank you.
Great. So what I thought I heard you say there for a minute was, you give advice to women about either being in the, let's say, driver's seat of the relationship, so that they're not being played,
right?
And that I guess it's the man that you're choosing to be with would be the one being played, correct?
Not necessarily. Of course, it's going to be a power struggle. If you have a man that's worth
right, but I just thought
a lot of times a man doesn't know that they're the one getting played.
Gonna be played.
We don't know that.
One person's going to be played, and then another person's going to be the one playing them. That's what I kind of heard you say.
My view on that as far as played versus player is really if you're in an upside down relationship, if one person is benefiting way more than the other person in the relationship, that's when you've got a player and you've got a played. The person that's not benefiting, you know, somewhere close to that 50-50 line is being played. That's my definition of that.
51-48.
Okay. I just thought I'd heard you say that
male or female to be in the player position.
51-48.
You know, as a woman, you were saying you need to be the one who's being in charge or being played. And
no, I said chase. I said that women should not chase men.
I didn't hear you say that. Okay, so so the man you're looking for them to be a man who's in that type of position.
Just give it a second. Good gracious. Let him ask the question.
I was just clearing up his verbiage in the line of questioning. We don't look for men.
Man,
that's
the question.
When it comes to
baby, go ask your question.
Tyler, hold on, Tyler. Wait, ladies.
Yes,
everything
sir,
you do is for a man. The hair.
And that draws them to us. It draws y'all to us.
You're doing it for us because you're trying to get us.
I do it for myself.
Again, you're generalizing, but we had this conversation on here before. Like, for instance, I look the same 24, almost 24/7, and most of that is because I like being cute. And so I don't have to have anybody else around me. I like being cute.
All right, Tyler, finish your question. I'm sorry, Tyler. Please finish your question. What was your question, Tyler?
So I felt like what I'm hearing you say is the man you're looking for one that's going to be taking a back seat. That's the type of man you're looking for.
Doing what? He's going to do what?
Taking the back seat.
No, I don't think that's what – I definitely wasn't implying that.
Women know what we do with our power. That's the thing. We understand how to be the captain and be fair to our crew versus being
crew?
I think that's generalizing,
too.
Be
fair
to be funny.
I don't think all women do that. That's kind of what I thought I heard you say.
Being the one in control of the situation, whereas men, y'all kind of just take it to the left. I mean, y'all talking that mess about y'all don't even want to take a woman out to dinner. Come on now. Come on.
That really wasn't my question. My question was, the man you're looking for, it sounds like you want.
I'm asking a question.
Okay. It doesn't make me broke not to take you out because I'm trying not – what does feeding you do? What does feeding you do?
I don't have a problem with if I'm dating, if you just want to sit down and get to know me a little bit before you determine that you want to take me out to dinner, I can deal with that. That's not a problem. Because you may determine after 15 minutes of talking to me that you don't want to sit across the table from me for 2 hours.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that. Wait, Tyler, you know what your question, because we getting into it over here. Tyler, you
know what I'm sorry.
Tyler, go ahead and finish your question.
Well, I feel like I think that I got the answer to the question, but I get the gist that you're looking for a man, is what you're saying, that is the crew, not the captain. That's the type of man you're looking for.
Ooh-wee.
No, we don't look for men.
What?
I'll get back
okay,
on that shit.
So...
I can't even. Come on, Tish. We're supposed to be a team.
And I know
work
someone,
with me, girl.
I know someone in the chat. She's not so cute to be talking that boldly, but it's a mindset. It doesn't matter how gorgeous a woman is. The most beautiful woman could be the dumbest woman, so, and not in control of her situation. So beauty has nothing to do with it. But Tyler, so did we answer your question?
Tyler, the men in your life are crew, not captains.
Yeah, they listen. In their mind, see, they're like that with the regular average guy. When they get with a real man, they like, I'll do anything you want.
Hush.
I'm all yours. I'm butter. I love you. Come on. Y'all know that, lady.
No.
Oh,
all right. So I just wanted to say one thing. One more thing.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Tyler?
Thank you all for the panel tonight. Always learn a little something more every time. So thank you to the guests, and thank you, Steve.
Hey, what you're going to learn is that when you ask a man, we're going to put it right. These women, yes, they just emotionally driven right now. They off on la-la land.
What do you mean? I'm calm as a cucumber. I'm just as calm as you are. What do you mean? What are you talking about? You're the one with all the hand motions and stuff. I'm cool. I am poised, honey.
Oh, my goodness.
I am very much poised.
515-605-9370 is the number, guys. If y'all wanted to ask a question, put a Q in there. I will grab some of your questions. We're going. Here we go. Here's a question right here, ladies. Please, T, answer this question before I – oh, my goodness.
Why should a man take you out to dinner for the first day? I invite women for coffee just because I want to check them out. Because that's just a cop-out. I mean, if you want to take that – because if you want to take the – like, we're grown. I mean, how old are we? Are we talking about, 12-year-olds? I mean, what are we talking about here? I mean, so if you're Kay is in the back, hon. But we're grown people. So grown people need to do grown people things. This is all to it. What? Don't waste my time. Don't have me looking average and okay just for some coffee. That's just
We're grown.
No.
We're too grown for that.
A cup of coffee.
Okay, well, I got a question. What's wrong with the coffee date?
Yeah,
what's wrong with the coffee date?
Because when you're meeting a guy for the first time, well, not even the first time, at that some point you already had some form of communication. So he should already know that he likes your personality somewhat or not. So,
not really.
I mean,
you could have met in the grocery store. You should have just met in passing, exchanged numbers or whatnot.
You.
You know, so what's wrong with the initial meeting being across a, you know, coffee shop, you know, at a coffee shop?
But a high-value man that we love to talk about so much should not.
I don't like that phrase, but go ahead.
No
exactly. I don't like it either, but that's what you want to call it.
There's no such thing as a high-value man. The person, that made that up is full of shit. There's no such thing.
Yeah, high-value male, that is.
That's
truly based on perspective. So,
that,
everybody's definition of that is different. It doesn't, it's not a real term.
I commend Ezra because if I'm asking you out, I'm choosing where we go. I am
Well, we are
yeah.
two or three options.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We would prefer that you pick a place. I hate that where you want to go, where you want to go.
One of his places
pick a place. Make a decision.
One of his places
be a man.
One of his places was face down, ass up.
No,
hey,
no, no, no. It wasn't.
His dick on my forehead.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
On the corner.
In the air, face in the pillow. I don't want to go there.
Your face.
Really?
Oh,
specify?
That was
I'm just a woman. Didn't know any better.
That was
that changed the concept.
Right. Because you know what? I don't feel that you're worthy enough. Now, I'm going to say as a woman, you're not worthy enough for me to wait. Think about what, see, ladies, y'all understand what guys go through. And I'm going to speak for my guys.
Okay.
They've got to get up at 5:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to drive an hour to go to work, to deal with the political BS of their job, only to drive back an hour every day.
I mean, so women don't do that?
Hold on. Right. Okay. Wait, hold on a second. Wait. Because, you know, I'm glad you said that. Because why can't you take us to dinner? Why can't you?
We will after we're in a relationship,
but not day one. No,
right.
Not day one.
Wait a second. We're having all this independence.
Y'all men got it twisted. See, y'all want to act like women.
What?
But be treated like your men.
Right.
God.
No, we're not going to do that.
No.
If you want to call yourself the man, then you're going to have to act like him all the time.
All the time.
You don't get to lay up in the bitch seat.
Uh-uh.
No, that's not going to work.
But as the man, I choose, Mom.
Damn.
Thank you, Florida. I choose where we're going to go because you have a lot to prove to me because there's so many of you out there that I can choose
from. The sperm chase the egg.
So what's wrong? Okay, you get to choose where we're going. That's not a problem.
Yes.
So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is I think there, or maybe there. Beside me, is under this impression that we got to feed. Do you understand?
I just like food. Okay, maybe it's just that easy. Maybe all you do is just feed me and I'll give it to you. I don't know. I mean, what's the problem?
You know,
have to be fucking for a happy meal. Don't do it.
I don't even want to do that.
You get the money.
A nickel and diamond on that,
ladies. Come
really?
On.
Really?
Let's be honest. You ladies know, I'm not going to say y'all, can't generalize, but you ladies know the game you play at where you take that sucker out, let him buy all that food, and then you pack it all up for that guy. You know, you call your girlfriend up, girl,
that's trashy.
I got to clean myself up. Girl, I'll give you a signal. You call me, and then your girlfriend calls like Bigfoot or a dog ate your paper. You got to go. You wrap it all up. And you bring it back home to me.
No, that's trash. That's a different type of chick. That's trash. I don't know what kind of women y'all dealing with, but real women don't do stuff like that now. I mean, what are the percentage of women that do stuff like that? I would love to know that. That's just tacky and it's trashy. I have never even thought about sharing my leftovers. I'm not doing that.
Well, you're not sharing your leftovers. You just put it aside.
Oh, whatever it is, I want it.
You just put it aside. But I'm just saying, let's see what the chat is.
I got you.
Here's the problem that we're having here, ladies, is that you got to understand that y'all ladies, listen, not you ladies, but women out there listening, I understand that, look, time is not your friend. Time.
Yeah, I agree.
Time is not your friend.
Y'all ain't either. Well, I work in a pharmacy. Ain't y'all friend either, honey. I see it, honey.
Right.
All that bag I be giving now. Y'all young.
Yeah, you're right.
So, anywho.
Guys, if y'all want to call in. 515-605-9373. Yeah, we already discussed high value man, but we want to guys get y'all thoughts on all this because we swayed on dinner and stuff, but this comes into the player part because that's part of the player game that y'all are running on these innocent guys.
No, that's it.
Did he just say innocent?
Yeah,
innocent man.
Yes.
Find me an innocent man.
Yeah.
Those poor young men just want to see if you're relationship material. And yet, you're going to take them to Chez Francois. You're going to take them to that real expensive restaurant. You're going to take them somewhere where they got to – what do they get out of – tell me, ladies, or especially you, T, because you're for this. What do they get out of taking you out to eat? What do they get out of that?
Being with a quality woman.
Wait a second. How do I know your quality when you're stuffing your face? I don't know your quality. I know
you are supposed to be talking.
Oh.
Yeah, my conversation is going to be tight. It's going to be real hot. I'm massaging that brain real good. I'm just massaging it and y'all feeling great.
Girl, literally, I have a mental picture of a brain in your hand. Stop it.
I'm massaging that ego. I'm massaging that brain. Honey, y'all be so happy.
No, ma'am.
Whatever y'all smoking, we got to package that up because y'all ladies are, I am surprised. You know,
I actually could not agree with her 100% on this. I'm cool with the coffee shop.
Yeah, what's wrong with getting a little bit of cocoa?
I don't understand what's wrong
with coffee.
Because I'm a grown woman, I'm not leaving my house for no cocoa. I can stay along with my two dogs for that. I ain't doing that.
You could be missing out on a really good dinner. We're not going to dinner, we're not doing nothing.
I'm not 10 years old. I'm a full grown woman. I'm not doing
so that means
full grown people go out for coffee.
I'm not saying it has to be an expensive dinner, but it's just all about the respect.
What if he wants to take you to TGIF?
I mean, that'd be fine. I mean, it's just some form of something. I mean, but you got to be more than coffee. You know,
you got to eat. You want a meal.
Never spend over $15, $20 on the first date. Never do it. Never,
Ooh.
Never. No,
Ooh, you?
No, I'm. Hey, look, a cup of coffee.
Wait, does that include tip?
Wait, a cup of coffee.
Okay, don't talk that smack now. No.
I'm just saying, he said on no date.
A cup of coffee. Is about what, $3-4, right? Right? Because if my boys are out there slanging and getting all these women, they can't afford all these dinners. So you hurl them in, you cattle them in to coffee, cocoa, or not. You get a 99-cent loaf of bread. You go to the lake and you feed the ducks. That's romantic. That's beautiful.
But that's not gonna be our first date either.
No,
don't get me wrong. Later on down the road, I'm totally cool with feeding the dog.
Right, exactly. But you gotta show your worth. You gotta show.
I gotta know you well before I let you get me to a secluded part of the park where you can kill me.
No,
man, it's not worth a salt if they talking about going some ducks and whatever the hell you talking about. I can't even talk.
Ladies, Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks is a very beautiful lake.
Well, there's plenty of women for that, I guess. And then they'll get what y'all get. That's why men be having issues, because y'all get what you get. So that's that.
You gotta
invest in quality. Y'all getting the wrong women. Y'all not investing in quality. Y'all try to do quantity instead of quality.
Maybe instead, the problem is that men are asking women out based solely on looks. Aren't being selective.
They just want some free ass. That's the end of the day. They trying to play numbers. They try to do the number games, and that's the problem. They can't do a bunch of dates, real dates. They got to do the coffee because they trying to get that plethora of women so they can do the numbers game and hopefully get half of the ass.
Talk about a daggone buffet. Don't pay me no damn buffet. I'd rather do the coffee shop.
It depends if it's a seafood buffet.
Ladies, can y'all read this question? We have a question from your lady, or a lady. Can you answer
Okay.
this? Why?
She said, why is it the same men complaining about taking women to dinner or the same men wanting ass prematurely? Hey, honey?
Yeah. Just because you don't say you want the ass, that don't mean you don't want the ass. They want the ass, and they want it for free.
Right, y'all want it for free. What y'all taking us out for? Why are you taking us to coffee for some ass? No, if you want some ass, you at least got to start off with the dinner. Period. Because you're not doing it because you think I'll
take me out for 10 dinners and still not getting no ass.
Exactly.
No, for real. Okay, ladies, if a guy, because men don't do this, but if a guy takes you out for the premises of getting, for the end game of ass, he's tricky. You don't trick your money. You don't, that's why you don't take them to dinner. Because you set a high expectation. Because if I'm going to spend all this money, he or K got to give me something in return because I'm shelling out all these dollars.
How much money do you feel like you need to spend before you get smashed?
Well, men get that shit.
Zero. Zero. The number is zero. Right. The magic number is zero.
I'm just asking, how much did that dinner be before she cough up the ass? Well, because I was just like, this thing, I spent $150 on dinner. Well, only 70 of that was me, 75 max. So $75 to ask, that's what the ass is worth?
Listen, ladies.
Just answer the question. It's not that hard.
A man should not have to spend money to get ass. He should not have to spend money.
So y'all want free ass. That's what you're saying. Let's be clear. Let's be transparent here.
Yeah.
You want free ass.
Yeah.
Period. You think men should get free ass?
Yes, absolutely.
Not even coffee. Coffee at the most.
Well,
That's what you're getting.
No, because you see, okay, even
at the most coffee.
Yeah,
how that work?
Okay, it's beautiful.
A bunch of ass.
Even if I spend money on coffee, I'm going to get the return on my investment because eventually I'm going to get to your place and you're going to cook for me. You know, we go on our field trip. We got to go.
Right, but how long do you think it's going to be before you get to come over and put your feet up under my table?
Well, I won't be over there that week, but we'll be exchanging.
You won't be over there that month.
But we'll be exchanging photos and, you know, nudies.
No, we don't exchange photos. We're not kids.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You see me.
What the hell? I'm sending pictures for. I'm too damn grown to be sending a motherfucking picture.
I understand.
We're sending
that,
no pictures.
Just that you're foul. Uh-uh.
Not all, but there's a lot of insecure ladies out there that...
Yes, they are. So y'all need to stay with them.
Insecure women send pictures then.
Well, secure women do too because they love validation. They love the...
Which is a sign of...
Check out my Facebook.
Which is a sign of insecurity. Which is a sign of insecurity.
I'm not sending no damn picture. If you can't find it on my Facebook, what the hell are you asking me for?
Because I'm special.
Are we looking for... Hey, that's my ass. Okay, wait. Are you looking for ass pictures, cat pictures? What do you want?
No.
All
nipple
of it.
Nipple pictures. I'm
everything.
Just trying to figure out.
I'm going to get what I asked for, or I'm going to move on to the next woman. I'm not going to waste my time. See, if it's different for men
but
don't
why
play
you
by those rules. Because I can. That's the beautiful thing about being a man. We ask for what we want. We don't beat around the bush. I'm not talking about
men. So she comes back and asks you for pictures. You send her pictures?
I'm not going to see you a dick pic, but I'll see your photo. You ask for a photo. I mean, I can oblige you with that. That's cool by me.
Okay. I mean, like how much flesh you showing in these pictures?
I have no problem showing. Okay, I'm not afraid of my body. I'm fine with that. I'm saying
but you don't think that's cheap?
Well, no, it's not cheap because we're making a connection. We're finally connecting because I'm not.
What are we going to do with the picture?
Well,
I mean, Pornhub is free all day.
Right, but I know some women masturbate to pictures. Some women masturbate to photos. They do that. Now you say all.
I'm asking, what are you going to do with the pictures?
Oh, well,
what is your goal?
Is
the goal of sending the pictures the point of making her degrade herself to send them to you? Is that part of the game? Is that how that works? Or do you actually just need some additional pictures?
A man does not degrade a woman because I don't judge you for sending me the photos, whether it's nude or not. I'm not
y'all
judging.
Y'all always say that bullshit judge women.
I'm saying, I'm saying men. I'm saying guys will judge you, but that's men. We don't. Hey, look. We're so used to getting photos. It's just a
photo. Good. So y'all shouldn't have to ask for anymore.
Want to add me to the collection. Pictures that you already have. Or do you delete the pictures?
As if you don't have a collection yourself of other guys. Come on, ladies.
No.
No.
I'll be the first to admit, let me tell you what happened. Okay, because men will send unsolicited pictures. I've never asked a man for a picture, okay? Men will send unsolicited pictures. You know what I'm going to do with that picture? I'm going to send it to my girlfriend. Look at this motherfucker right here.
True.
And that shit better be impressive. If you're going to send it, it better be impressive.
For real, don't send no limp. Don't send no tired dick. I ain't
that thing going viral
dick.
Real quick.
like I just whacked it off and it's all limp and tired looking and all reddish. Like,
yeah,
oh my God. All ashy. What are you doing?
Oh,
all ashy.
Late.
Go ahead.
Dick. Oh, sorry.
Here's a question for you, T. All this red dick and shit. Can you read the question this lady has?
And limp and tired looking. Why do some men feel they have to make women feel desperate in order for men to get them? Exactly. Why can't you know why, CJOJ? Because they don't want to do any work. Men like easy. They don't want to do any work.
What?
They want the best for absolutely nothing. All of these women that we're talking about right now are women, the men in the chat and everything. They just want easy pickoffs. They want pick me.
Okay.
They don't want to do any work.
Pick me.
Whatsoever.
Yes. That's
what they want.
So, a couple of years ago, my youngest son, I raised my sons to believe that they're supposed to pay when they take a woman out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these little girls will come and pick him up and pay for whatever while they're gone.
Good.
And when he's telling me this, I was like, wait a minute, you didn't pay? You didn't try to pay? He's like, I tried. They won't let me.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's raising these little girls? You know, their fathers in their lives. I mean, I'm trying to understand why these girls think it's okay to come out of their pockets for men first. That's not how this game is supposed to be played.
Okay, ladies, I'll tell you why it's okay. Because she realizes that, you know what? There's competition. There's other women. What can I do?
Y'all don't appreciate it.
What?
To set myself apart.
What can I do to show him that I'm ready to take the knee and kiss the ring and show submission? I'm serious. Show submission.
Because it's too lazy to get the submission the right way. Right. You're too insecure and too scared to work for submission because you might not get it and your egos can't handle it.
What? You're going to submit to a
Sorry.
Man. Ladies, are y'all serious?
A woman will submit to an alpha male, period.
That's my whole point. So I'm not talking about the men. I'm talking about the regular guys that are struggling with you women. The men don't have the problem because we will control the narrative. That's not even the question.
No, not if you're getting played. No, you're not on control of the narrative.
Wait. You know the guys when the women...
My Vivid Life asked a good question. I would like
Wait, what time is it? Wait, what's the question? What time was it? Who am I?
It's at 10:21.
All right, 10:21. Hey, and everyone listening, when the ladies get out of hand like they're getting real quick, guys, I'm just going to do this to calm down. This is how you calm down.
Really?
You,
really?
You calm
wow.
You do that. You post that. See, I told you.
I didn't give it to you. That was funny.
When it gets out of order, you just got to calm them down, guys. That's it. Hold on.
Yeah, I want to clean something. No, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you calm down. You said, now, who asked the question at 9:21? Was there a cue there?
10:21.
Okay, I'm essential. So, 10:21.
Oh, yeah, 9:21.
Who was the person to ask the question?
My Vivid Life.
Okay, My Vivid Life. What kind? This is right here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What kind of quality gal is willing to send you a pic right from the start? Exactly. And then they are discarded because they don't want.
Wait a second. See, this is
they won't. Because they won't. Exactly. That's true. Y'all do that. Y'all will do that.
My life, this is where you got all things wrong. See, when you're dealing with a man, he going to make you feel so good about yourself that you're going to want to do it. We don't force you to do these things. You do it because you know we can make you feel good. We can make you feel good. Now,
yeah, as I'm giving away my self respect while
wait,
I send you pictures
exactly.
of myself.
Wait a
second. Yeah, I feel so much better about myself
now that
I have no self respect left.
Y'all like dumb chicks. That's what y'all like.
Y'all like dumb, easy chickpeas,
who can't think, have low self esteem, have daddy issues. That's what y'all want. Y'all want bottom tier chicks. I don't want chicks to have to work for.
I mean, what woman with self love, self respect is gonna send you a picture?
Nude or not?
Why am I sending you a picture?
We met, you know what I look like.
Yeah, but for what? Whack off to some other chick's picture and then come back to me and come with some respect.
I'm going to speak for the ladies out there, and y'all know what I'm talking about. We're not talking about the guys that you walk over, the guys you don't respect, the guys that you use, the guys you hang out with, the chauffeur and all that other stuff, the ones that's about to put up your Christmas lights pretty soon.
They're not being nice to us.
They're not being nice to you. They're trying to smash.
Okay, and they're doing what they're supposed to
do to
get it.
But they're not getting it, are they? Are they getting it?
Sometimes.
They're not. Oh, what? A hug? You're sweet? Oh, you know what? You're such a kind guy. Any woman would be happy to be with a guy like you.
I get that my talk game is tight. They like the way I talk. I talk to them real nice. Talk to them real, and I'm funny too. I'm very funny.
Ladies,
y'all love it.
What I'm saying is that y'all ladies think y'all know the game because y'all been running game on the wrong one.
Hello, so we don't know what's going on. You're saying there's a whole other thing going on we don't know about?
Oh, really? Yes.
I don't want to know that game. That sounds like a dumb game. No. And you win stupid prizes. I don't want that game.
Play stupid games. Win stupid prizes. What's that game? Trying to kick the game to us, player.
The game is a real honest man keeping things 1,000 with you, not beating around the bush, not trying to be your friend, not walking on eggshells. He's telling you what is versus what could be. That game.
So let me ask you something.
Yes.
When you ask a woman for a picture, what do you say?
Well, you know what's funny? You don't have to ask. They offer.
Bitch, give me that picture.
No. Wait, hold on. No, ladies. No. Let me calm down. Hold on, ladies. Calm down.
Stop it. You make me want to Clorox down my counter.
Stop it.
I don't know what to do. I'm just a woman.
Where's
my bottle of Clorox?
No, the bottom line is that, the lines are blowing up, so we got to answer some of these calls. The bottom line is this, real quick before we answer these calls, is that when you're a man, you don't have to ask for a photo. They offer them up easily.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so you don't act.
No, because you position. It's about position.
Those are the women they ain't got to do no work for. Don't worry about those girls.
Okay, my bad. I thought y'all were asking for pictures.
Smile.
Y'all just taking the pictures.
No, I'm not receiving them. I'm making her smile. I'm making her laugh. I'm making her blush. I'm making her think. I'm making her feel something that maybe her
and
friend,
then you get nipples on your phone.
No,
okay,
because
got
I'm
it.
Tapping into that emotional. Yeah.
It's not that easy.
Oh, my God. We got the lines blowing up. All right, let's get to 954. What's your question for the ladies? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Dean? My question for the ladies is, you guys say that you guys want these I'm doing all right. Thank you. my question for you ladies is, with these guys that you guys want to take you out to dinner and wait for everything, what is your success rate with them being fulfilling partners and sexual partners for you guys?
How many are you smashing after dinner?
My success rate is wonderful.
So they know how to break your back. They know how to make you steam forward and everything, right? They know how to talk to you and make you be like, oh, man, I need to see him again, right?
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't go out with men that I don't intend on not smashing. So, you know, when a woman sees a man, when a woman looks at a man, they know that they're going to
smash. Oh, yeah, we know if we want to smash.
We know right out of the
game. I know
you're
right, yes.
Right, so I don't go out to dinner just because I want to go get out the house and look cute or whatnot. I don't do that. Pretty much I know it's going to go down. But I want certain things to happen, a chain of command to happen before it gets to that point.
That's command.
What's the chain of command?
I mean, getting to the captain.
Wait. Yeah, wait.
That's the funny part.
Yeah, right. Hey, caller, she is the captain of the ship, but we're the admiral.
Right.
We own all things. We can allow
I'm
her to captain.
I'm jumping overboard.
I don't get caught up in the verbiage. I don't get caught up in the mindset. I know what it is, and I let y'all think whatever y'all
I'm
want.
I'm just saying
that's smart business.
You could be the captain of cooking, cleaning, folding clothes. You can be the captain of washing.
Can you send me a picture again, please? Please.
Oh,
wait,
oh the captain. Oh, yeah. You can be
the
captain of these things.
Oh, God. Yes. I need that every time. Oh, yeah. Thank you. That turns me on, actually.
That's the captain. The captain job. I'm king. You can be captain, but I'm king. But 954, thank you for your call, brother. If you got another question, call back, okay, big dog? Respect to you, man. All right, let's go to 407. He's got a question, and then 240 after that. 407, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, my name is Damien, and my question's for the two girls.
Hey, Damien, how are you?
If you don't stop
with
that
ass, that's your boy.
Can you not hit on the caller? Can he ask his question?
Oh, my bad. He sounds good, though. I want to sound good, too. Anyway, go ahead.
Shouldn't you prove something to me?
Thank you, Damien.
For what? What is the question? Complete the question. I didn't feel like I got a full questionnaire.
Since I had to prove something for you, what are you going to prove to me?
What do you have to prove to me?
Oh, David, back that shit up, dog. You doing good.
What I have to prove to you is...
Don't stop, dog. Get him, man. Come on.
What I have to prove to you is that
I'm the one
that can make you smile. I can make you feel things you never felt before.
Yeah.
What are you taking Steve's talking points, Gingy John talking points?
With me, you'll experience things that you never experienced with anybody else.
Like what? I'm dying.
And we're all individuals, and we're all completely different.
We can take a walk.
The same both ways. You're going to experience
take a walk, right?
With me.
You can take a nice little walk.
Because I'm unique, so.
Oh, my God.
You didn't even listen to talk. We could take a walk, and we could talk about what we're going to do.
Okay, so are you at the end of this saying you're a cheap ass and you're not taking anybody out to dinner? Is that
what
this
bullshit is?
Wait.
I'm trying to figure out, okay, are you saying we don't go for coffee, we don't go for dinner, we don't do anything, we want to go take a walk somewhere where you can have me secluded and kill me? No.
Well, I want to see if I'm able to even talk to you. I don't know if I can stand talking to you.
What are you going to be saying so good to make me want to, like, be with you and, like, get nothing out of you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. So what are you going to be saying so good, though?
What I would be saying?
Yeah, because you're not saying anything good now. So what would you say? Like, let's pretend that... You know, we're trying to get up, and like I'm like the type of woman you like.
Let's go sit on the bench. I'm gonna sit you down on the bench, and I'm gonna be like, listen, I feel like there's something different about you, and you know what I want, and I got what you need. So let's not waste any more time.
They killing you, bro.
That's such a coochie dryer. Stop it.
Yeah. I forgot it was here. Thank you, Bill. But yeah, work. Keep watching Steve and work on that, sweetheart. Yeah, keep watching Steve.
All right. Well, thank you, 407.
You need to spend some money, okay?
Oh my
God, you spend money.
Dirty women don't play, dog. All right, 240. Oh, what's up, man? What's your question for the
ladies? Oh man, what's up, ladies? How you doing, Tish? Okay, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Man, Steve, what's up? It's 56 right here, man. I just got a question for the ladies. So, Tish, you said that you know, I just want to ask you a question because you see, I mean, your energy sounds a little seems a little different. How many? This guy you said that was around for 10 years, and he knows he's not going to get it. Why don't you just let him off the hook? Why don't you just like to put? I mean, like, just like put him out of his misery.
Ding, 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 ding.
What do you mean? I mean, we're friends. We're having a good time. What do you mean? Like,
friends.
What?
That's not. Don't
you
try to support
me,
man. Why don't you tell
what?
Him?
No.
Excuse me?
Let him off the hook of what? What do you mean?
I mean, why do you have him around? It's like, you know, you're like, look.
Why do you stick around?
That is galvanizing a bitch-ass nigga. That's galvanizing a bitch-ass nigga. If y'all support man, say, look, dude, it ain't happening here. Go somewhere else. Why don't you tell him that?
I told you, look,
this is what I want to do, this and that. Okay, no, not yet. I got to take you out to dinner. Look, I'm broke. Give me $100 right now. I don't need you, but give me $100.
Baby, calm down. Calm down. Can get down a little bit. Okay,
I'm just asking the question. Why can't you give me $100?
It was, okay, baby.
Oh,
okay. But, with that being said, it's never a situation where they ask us to, you know, it's not, you know, we supposed to be with them or anything. It's just understood. I mean, of course you feel the energy if opportunity presents itself, they would like to take it. But you know, when the energy, you can control your energy where a man knows it's not, don't even go there. And I mean, plus we're fun. Aren't you having fun? Are you not entertained? Are you not having fun? So that's how it is. They enjoy it.
It's like watching you walk around with your ass hanging out and you ain't
for
giving
real, you know, for that's real. You know, and that's the thing, man. I mean, yo, okay, let me ask you
that's
something.
You're talking about
if he takes you out to dinner, if he takes you out to dinner,
friendship with a man
there
in a platonic
no
relationship.
There is no
that, why can that not exist?
Because there is
it
no
can, well, hold on, Steve, hold on.
She can't have a male. She can't have a male friend. Yes, you can.
And guess what? He's a friend, not a man. He's just somebody hanging out, hoping, dripping, hoping that he gonna get it. Go home every night, get the lotion, la, la 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 la. Come on now.
It's not going
not,
anymore.
Are you?
I'm waiting. I'm hoping something's gonna happen. That's on him. That's not on me. I didn't do that
right.
to him.
The thing is, Paula, right. Has sex with you in the first 5 seconds of seeing you. If she's not giving you that energy like right out the gate, then don't be a friend to her. So that's on you.
Thank you.
That's not
right.
on us.
I agree.
We're a community people. We love to hang out. We love friendships and stuff.
No.
Y'all the ones that want to focus on ass. So if that's the only thing y'all want, then you keep it pushing. If you see in 5 seconds, she can go screw you.
Now,
anything else is just delusional. You're being delusional.
But it's not necessarily being delusional. It's just you're just being honest. You're not dealing with honest people. And
that's
we're
right.
Not,
it's been
we're,
honest. Look, I told a woman I wanted to take out for juice. You know what this woman asked me? Juice. Supposing I don't like juice. I said, well, they have water. That's the first mind of disrespect. I offer you something and you don't want it. You got to go somewhere else because I
Thank
offered
you
juice and you trying to get dinner, water, or dirt. That's come on. Now, that ain't. That's not what men don't accept that. Them guys in your DM, maybe them.
Mm-hmm.
But a real man will never accept that. And you're going to be thinking about that man when you with that sip-ass nigga at the table talking about, why am I here with this nigga? It ain't no interesting. I've got to call that juice guy back. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Because he's not going to take the bullshit.
Anything about an N-word. I'm sorry. I don't know any of those.
ladies, this woman tell you what 2-4 is trying to tell you. See, when you go to dinner with these guys, you know what you do for a living. When was your last boyfriend? What college you go to?
The interview HR.
Boring. Yeah, the boring. You listen, ladies, deep, deep down. Now you like the ones that are watching right now. Deep inside, you know you want that bad boy. You know you want that guy to tell you what.
Yeah,
that
bad boys are fine. They have their place. You're right.
We have our place. But the thing is that we don't have to pay for it. we get it for free.
No, no, you still got to pay.
That's right, because you know you're giving it away for somebody for free. He's out there, and you know you did it, and you're probably doing it when you get up. He's out there.
Okay, he's gone out to eat with male friends.
He's out there. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Sometimes I do, yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not just sitting back waiting for some guy that we friend zoned to take us out because we want a free meal or anything like that.
It's a real friendship.
I have genuine male sex. They call, they text, they reach out to me. I had one call me tonight because he wanted some help with an anniversary gift.
These are legitimate friends
that I can hang out with, that can come to my house, that know my husband. I have legitimate male friends.
Wait.
Yeah. You guys are amazing.
And you call it?
You really think they want to be your friend?
Why wouldn't they?
Because they're trying to wait to get their toe in the door to get that ass.
And whose fault is that?
That's their fault. That's their fault.
Thank you. That's the point.
Setting themselves up for that failure, that's on them.
Right.
But the reason why
I'm not misleading.
The reason why a guy would take out his boys and pay for his boys and all that other stuff, because he ain't trying to smash his boys. He ain't trying to sleep with his boys.
Y'all go out and pack.
But y'all pay
for shots and shit like that. You do that
because we sit around and we talk about.
What's the difference?
Yeah, because it's the difference when the men get around because you smashing her. Oh, you got to ask from that one. Oh man, you got.
What's the difference? Y'all still talk women? We talking? I mean, we talk with our guys too. We say certain things too. So
you're teasing him and making him even more jealous because you know he wants.
But he doesn't have to be there.
I know
he doesn't have to.
But like the caller said, why can't you just say, look, you're not getting this ass.
Maybe they didn't ask for it.
He asked for it when he said hello. He asked for it when he opened the door.
Hold on. So I was going to say, hey, we've been friends for like 90 days now, and I'm not going to give you any ass, so you need to go on your way.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be weird.
Why would
anyone do that?
I mean, maybe
they just genuinely want to be friends.
No. We should do it. It should be done in a very tactful way. And let me find a tactful way you should do it, because it should be tactful. But it's got to be very womanly, where you got to put feelings in it. And you just have the music chewed in and everything. And you just say, Devontae, can we talk for a second? I had a very long day and I'm tired, but
hold on, I'm trying to place that song. That's an incredible song.
I wanna talk to you. I wanna let you know that I love our friendship, but I'm never gonna suck your dick and you're never gonna get this pussy. So you need to understand that there's the door. You need to find another woman because you're a great guy and someone would love to be with you, but you're just not there enough. What about they say no?
I'm going to stay with you. You're such a great woman and you give me so much great mental massaging and you make me laugh and I must be with you.
Right. As a friend. Right. When you do that, you call 911 because he's putting the chloroform in the towel. It's like that. So you ladies, y'all get what you pay. You got to stay away from these guys. These guys want to smash.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So at what point do you get rid of a guy for a friendship?
You get rid of him. As soon as he says...
Hold on. We supposed to smash on the first day. Is that what you're getting
at? No. I'm saying he wants to smash.
Okay.
You know, I think it was Kay that said it. You know within the first 10 seconds, even less maybe, that you know.
Right.
I could probably fuck him or explain this.
Right.
When you have that thought right there, that's when you say, you know what? It's not going to work out. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to give me all your time. I'm going to use you and talk about other men. Do you really want that? No, you don't. Take care. That's a nice thing.
That's just like you saying, I just want to smash you and then dump you and then that's that. I mean, so you wouldn't do that, so why would a woman do that? Why would a woman get rid of a good thing when y'all have a string of women around just at your leisure?
Because
I mean,
that's
a big difference.
That's noble.
So hold on. So y'all tell a woman straight up, I just want to screw you. I don't care nothing about you.
And I'm out.
And when I get tired of you, I want to be done with you. You don't do that. It's the same difference.
Well, No.
Can I also point out something? When we say that we know, we look at a man in the first couple of seconds, we know whether or not we want to smash. Our next thought is, please don't let him say something stupid.
Stupid.
So
you
I can't
have
smash.
A lot, honey.
Y'all think y'all talking yourselves into coochie. Y'all are not talking yourselves into anybody's panties. You can only talk yourself out of them.
Right.
So she's already made her decision. When it's going to happen is what's to be decided, as long as you keep your mouth shut and don't say anything stupid.
That is true. That's a good point, guys. I better take note on that. Just shut your mouth. You talk too much.
Yeah, guys, just like that. When they get out of line, you just play this and they just... They relax.
Oh, man, I want some broccoli.
Yeah,
oh,
you
man.
Relax
them
and everything.
Oh, yeah, I like the cleaning one better.
Folding the clothes.
Oh, Lord.
That's what we're talking about.
I cook, I clean, but I do not. Yeah, I like the cleaning one.
I'm saying that once we get sex out of the way,
we can do all the
stuff you want to do. All the stuff you want to do. Hang out and watch boring Lifetime or We Channel things. Sit around
you
and gossip. I'm just saying that, listen, these guys don't want to be your friend. They never wanted to be your friend. And they just don't have enough game to, you know, put that flavor in your ear and that flavor in your eye. So what they feel like they got to do is they've got to buy their way to your coochie. They've
okay.
got to take you
that
out.
That sounds good. That sounds good to me.
That's not good. That's not good.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Not good for who?
It's not
who
good.
Is it not good for?
It's not good for, it's not fair for them because you're not. I see that. I love that. See, I want to let y'all guys know they don't give a fuck. I'm just saying that, listen, these guys have feelings. And the problem is they don't.
Are you kidding me right
no,
now?
Oh, now they have feelings.
No,
now they have feelings.
I say guys,
okay.
And they're bald.
Yeah,
and they're bald. Yeah.
I
and
say a lot of these guys will cave.
And they're pumping penises. Yeah,
man.
So many feelings. Yeah.
I'm just saying that you know how you feel when you get around an alpha. You don't feel that for a regular guy. So the rules are two totally different types of rules. I'm just saying when you get with them, why not just let them go? Why not do the admirable thing, Captain? And
why don't y'all do that? Why do y'all smash and dash women? And discard her like it was no big deal? Y'all, I mean, it's the same difference.
No, well, a man doesn't.
They want us to give up the ass immediately, but then we're not a quality woman because we gave up the ass immediately.
Wait, hold on.
So y'all want all the benefits, and y'all don't want to have us to do nothing except cook, clean, and crack our legs open. That's what y'all want.
Now, ladies, y'all got it all wrong. See, now y'all talking about guys again. We, as a man, we don't judge you.
Well, whoever it is who wants some coochie.
You don't judge the mileage on the punani.
No, we're not asking about.
No, that's the biggest lie. Y'all act like y'all don't judge. All y'all do is judge. That's how y'all pick out women. I know, right?
No,
you judge.
No, a man is not going to ask you about your count because we know you're going to lie about that anyway. So why should we ask you about that? We should never ask you about your man count. A man should never ask that, nor should you ask a man what he does for a living. Those two things should be off the table.
No, those two things aren't equivalent.
Those are personal things.
There's something. I mean, wouldn't I want to know what he does for a living? Are we going to talk about his job at some point in time?
No, but wait, what does that have to do about to see if the two of you are compatible? That's a job. That's not who I am. That's just what I do. That's not who I am. So we should never even talk about the job and what I do for a living.
Really? But your job is who you are, basically.
That's not personal information. That's not like me asking how much money you have in the bank.
Well, it is personal.
Right.
Because it's not,
I guess. Uh-huh.
But what business is of yours to let you know what I do for a living if you can't tell
me? It may be something we have in common.
Well, okay. But,
yeah.
But
they don't care, Kay. They don't care. But we're supposed to get rid of
you. Or you might say cop, and I'd be like, I don't date cops.
But
you know,
right,
that might be something.
I'm just saying.
That, why wouldn't I want to know what you do for a living? I don't see how that's a personal question.
It's just as personal as us asking for your body count, because it's none of our business, nor is our job.
That's not the same thing.
Well,
comparing apples and oranges.
Well, they're both nobody's business, because my job has nothing to do.
I don't care what your body count is. I care if you're STD free.
Well,
and a lot of times with your job, you can kind of gauge what kind of time. Oh, can we put it in male perspective? Like with me, I work 12-hour days, so you have plenty of time for your other hoes. Wouldn't that be convenient to kind of know my scheduling, by the kind of job I do? You know? Yeah. Ah.
What? Oh, wow. No. Wait, because we're going to talk about the game. See, we're going to talk about the games and how y'all run games. Y'all know about y'all female players and how y'all run games. Now, can we stop this innocent stuff now, and let's get to the nitty-gritty, and let's start talking about how you suck at these guys and they're doing things for you, and you know you're not going to give them any ass. You know you're not going to do anything. But yet, you've got them.
It's all free will.
Oh, my God. There you see.
He's rolling the dice.
See that, guys?
Yeah. You win some, you lose some.
My God.
Just like that.
You know what? It's just like an insurance company. You know,
you pay your monthly
payments every month, and you may never, ever use the insurance, okay? You never have an accident, okay? You're rolling the dice. The insurance company is rolling the dice with you. Then the next customer comes up, and 2 months in, you got to pay them $100,000. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get. Take your chances.
And this is why game is so important. See, when you have game.
Take your chances.
Nah, you have to do all that stuff. There are two different rules of thumb here. We're not talking about men. We're talking
because
about
y'all want to win. Because y'all want to win, and y'all want to be big, y'all little us.
I want to hear this thought. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The men will always win in the end. We will always win. We will always dominate, and we will always have options. That's why we're the opportunity. Whereas the women are the options, but
I got a question.
Yes.
When you say men, you're now definitely differentiating between men and males, right?
Because all
people with penises don't win.
Right,
so I just need to understand
I'm just saying men now. I'm not talking about the grass eating lions. I'm talking about the real ones, the ones that make your panties wet. Them guys, the ones that can say no to you, and the ones that can get rid of you and be fine with it, the real ones. We're not talking about the ones that's going to cupcake, bend over backwards, and make you feel special. That's the problem.
Hold on. There's a problem with making a woman feel special?
That I don't know you well enough. What?
Oh, hold on. You know where I'm going, right? I'm going to say what I'm going to say. So we can't even feel special, which I'm acting halfway decent. It's only halfway decent. But we supposed to crack our legs open after a cup of coffee? Is you what?
Well, when you get around a real man, you're going to feel special.
Man, bye. Go ahead with that, boo.
When you get around an average guy who can't talk to you, he's asking you boring questions, you know he's not your type, but yet you keep him around, knowing you're looking
for... He stays around. No one told him. One thing about a man, we can't keep y'all to stay if y'all don't want to be there, okay?
Hold on.
And is it our fault that the other women are so lame that they'd rather be around a woman who's not giving them any ass instead of be with a woman who's giving them plethora of ass?
Wait.
Whose fault is that?
Wait a second. Those women are special. You want to know why?
I bet they are.
You want to know why they're
dumb.
Special?
Especially
no, they're
dumb.
Not
you're right.
Dumb. They're not dumb because they realize that, you know what? I'm a woman, and I'm going after his name. I'm going after his last ring. So what do I have to do to show him that I must roll fruit at his throne, kiss his ring, and show him why I can be a valuable asset to his life? Don't you be talking bad about those good women, because
that's why I got you to say that.
those good women.
Your words are real moist right now. Those are great women.
Y'all should be ashamed to knock those women. Because,
really?
No, don't knock them. Those are good women.
That's why Kay and I are here, to help these women up their game, because this is ridiculous. Women. I mean, hearing this throwing the fruit at your feet or flowers or whatever the hell you're talking about. Tree. I mean, give me a break.
Yes, a woman. No. Hey, listen, not only.
I can see if y'all wanted it even. Y'all don't even want it even. Y'all want big y'all, little us. No. And women, we don't want, y'all would freak out if we wore all the clothes our legs. If we all close our legs, all this yip-yap you're talking about, all the yip-yap they're saying in this chat.
Well, Chirac up in here.
Okay, it will cease and desist. Okay, so women, we are the one with the power. And let's not forget that.
Oh, my God. Let me find it. Jeez, I got
yeah, but do the Clorox, the cleaning
no,
one.
No,
We had more power when more women had standards.
Right, exactly. And you know what?
Tables turned when these women started, you know, giving coochie for Happy Meals and getting their hair did. The game changed when women started just having sex without, you know, saying these things have to be met first, or
right,
this amount of time has to pass first. That's gone out the window. So it's so easy for men to get the ass now.
Nope.
Then why should they spend time on a quality woman that has standards when they can get a piece of ass from the chicken head around the corner?
No.
And they don't have to put any work in.
Right.
They don't have to take off a coffee, dinner, a donut, nothing. Absolutely nothing. They can buy a 99-cent pack of bread and take her to the spread of
legs. Spread your ass cheeks.
Nobody ever took her to feed the damn duck before. So now she has cracked them legs open and opened her throat all the way up. It's all good. She gets nothing after that except for if she's lucky or not.
No. Okay.
If she's lucky.
You know what?
And we know most of these men don't know how to do that either.
We're not going to talk about that.
You know what? We're going to talk about that as well. But, you know, I want to take a moment and talk to the ladies out there. Because the ladies that's listening right now, I know y'all think these two women have your best interest. But I do.
Yes, we do.
Let's give them two whole minutes. I only need one minute. But, ladies, I just want to say to you ladies out there, I know these ladies have their best intentions for you, and they want you to think that you're special. I get it. I'm not fighting that. But I'm going to show you how you can be special right now. This is the moment right here, ladies. All you ladies
your
watching.
Pictures to
No. No, ladies, all you ladies watching right now, I'm going to show you. All I want you to do is right now, I want you to mark this moment right here. And every moment, look, when you go to bed, I want you to say what I'm about to play to you. And when you wake up in the morning, I want you to say that. And when you're putting on your makeup, I want you to say that. And when you're driving your car, I want you to say that. And when you're watching your soap operas, I want you to say it. And when you get home, watch a Lifetime channel, grab some wine, read a book, and cry with your cat, I want you to say this. Because I've got the secret of the sauce to make you special to a man. So all you ladies right now that are watching right now, just stand up. Not these two. I want all these ladies.
We know.
I want all these ladies that's watching me, just stand up for a second. Place your hand on your heart, and let's say the pledge. Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to my man, for he is my leader and my king. Without him, I have no value or worth. I must separate myself from the countless others that will be at his feet. I must cook, I must clean, and I must have sex with him at his beck and call. That is my duty, that is my honor, and that is my privilege. Because I'm going after his last name, his ring, and his time, I must learn to be more ladylike and submit to his every whim.
Get the hands up. Come on, where the class at? Come on, where
the
class
at? First of all, can I just say,
That was beautiful. That was a Mona Lisa.
That pledge was going to make her feel special.
That made me cry. That gave me tears. That was beautiful.
It's what you call conditioning a dumb hoe.
That is so. If she just follows that pledge every day, like she watches those soap operas or watches those TV shows or being on Instagram or OnlyFans or fans only,
right?
She can get herself a man if she just thinks like this.
What do you mean? We can get men. Well, Kay has a man. I can get one if I want to. I put myself on a self-imposed exile.
Oh,
that's how many men I can have. that I'm just being picky at this point and just don't care.
Here's a question.
That's how confident I am. Tisha, why do you call me Tisha? How do you act towards a man you want to have sex with? I know you don't make him chase it. how do I act? I definitely have open body position.
I'm sorry? What?
As in, I'm not closed in.
My body language is very open.
Yes, I'm very open. I'm very flirty. You know,
I just got a picture of her legs just sitting wide open.
Okay. I give a lot of communication because I don't communicate because I have a lot of things to do. But if I'm very communicative with a man, that means I'm interested because I do not mind not returning text, not doing calls or anything. If I'm not interested, I don't mix words or anything.
Unless you're
a friend.
They only want men. They want a man. They want a man. Remember, I've got it right here. Let me show you the clip because this is their kryptonite. Hold on, guys. This is their kryptonite. They don't want to hear this, but this is every woman's kryptonite. Jill, get it.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
So you know.
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that 100%.
Right.
Exactly.
I submit. I fully submit to my husband.
I want to submit.
But he has earned that submission. And he's not going to just come.
I'm dying for a man to submit to. I am dying for a man to submit to.
I know that.
Because I'm very strong. So, and it's hard to find a man that can... Yeah,
I know that.
A strong woman is looking for a strong man to submit to.
I know.
A strong woman wants to be able to rely on a man.
I understand.
You know, we want to be in a position where we don't have to be in leadership all day, every day, 24/7. But it has to be the right man.
Right. Right. And he has to do it in the right way for that woman, not just across the board for any woman.
Right.
You have to take the time to curtail that to her.
And that's why
it takes work.
That's when it starts with stop taking them to dinner. Once you stop doing that, you are on.
Stop.
Stop. No dinners. No dinners. No more dinners.
So how do we get to know each other? I'm just curious.
Yeah,
gonna keep going for coffee.
Coffee, tea,
and the pond with the pack of bread.
Lake Bridge ass cheeks. Yes, Lake Bridge ass cheeks. Yes. Yes.
So basically, she has to give up some ass.
No. She's going to Lake Bridge ass cheeks. I didn't say she's giving up the ass, but we're going to economical places because it's not about the food.
It's about the quantity.
It's about the quality of the person you're with. And
the quantity.
It's not. See you.
Y'all being cheap because y'all want to have, it's a numbers game. Y'all don't feel confident that y'all can get a particular woman. So y'all get a bunch of women because y'all don't want to masturbate. So y'all get a bunch of women. So that's why y'all cheap. It's being cheap. Now, if y'all were going after quality women, you won't mind spending that money on that one or two women because it's quality. How the captain finna submit to a crew, though, Tish? Well, when you have good leadership, a good leader doesn't mind submitting to the crew and vice versa.
But you know, a good leader
is a team sport.
A good leader gonna tell you, you know what, baby? Hey, we gonna go to Lake Bridge ass cheeks. I want you to wear something.
I honestly, can I just say
I'm still not understanding the analogy with the captain and the crew.
Yes, let me calm her down.
Oh, dog, yes. Yay. Woo-hoo. Oh, shit. She got that Clorox sign.
I got to calm
her
down.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You can be every time with that.
Her captain, her crew, she doesn't want to smash. Her crew is at her beck and call. And you ladies know that you have a crew of suckers that will drive you around if you want to get driven around. That will put up your Christmas lights if you want them up. That will be your shoulder, a dinner, or a drink whenever you want, or pay a bill if you want to.
What's wrong with a good-hearted person?
You really think that's a nice guy? Do you really?
It's a good-hearted person.
Yeah, they make it sound like they don't exist.
Yeah, yeah. Wait,
yeah.
Oh, no, that is a good-hearted boy. Yeah, you. Yeah, that's a good-hearted person. Yeah, it's a really, really, truly valuable person. Yes. And you women know.
That's like a big old sucker.
Yeah, one that's not going to get your candy box, but he's going to come off of his end. And you know he wants to smash. So why not do the woman thing and say, you know what? You're not getting into this ass. Run along and go find somebody else. You, why not do that? Why not tell those guys that?
So, I mean, why y'all keep smashing and dumping women, pumping and dumping women why don't y'all stop doing that?
I will
wait for the dicks to fall off.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
No. Because I'll easily explain why these women get dumped.
Please do.
Okay. See when a man, we're going to talk man. Now, this man talk here. We ain't talking about the guy. Now, it's man talk.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, thank you.
The men are going to let you know where you stand. And the men are going to say, you know what? Hey, go out with whoever you want to go out with. See who you want to see. I'm not going to run behind you. You have the best of both worlds. When you want this dick, you call, the dick is yours. This is dick in the closet. You don't need to use Willie Mammoth 300. You had this dick whenever you wanted. And I'm not going to run behind you. You don't have to worry about me asking questions. You get the best of both worlds. What happens is when you get around a real man, you start to catch feelings. And I'm going to explain how you ladies start to catch feelings because...
How do you know you've never been a woman? But go ahead.
I've never been a woman, but I've smashed so many motherfucking women, man. Just, anyway, I was saying, stop that, girl. Let me finish what I'm saying. So look, what I'm saying is, see, the thing is with a lot of women, here's the education. See, the thing is...
Oh my God.
See, the belief system that you women have is connected to your pussy. So that means your morals, your moral compass. You know,
goodness.
I'm not gonna have sex with a man that has women. I'm not gonna be a notch on his belt. I'm not gonna be a side chick.
Right.
Those moral compasses. All that bullshit, right? But when you get with a man, he works internally without judgment. See, it's your emotions and your behaviors that override your moral compass. And you decide that you want more than your position. Your position should either be lunch, breakfast, dinner, massage, hangout chick, and all this other stuff. You know, you got your other guys do all the money and buying you stuff. We just dicking, right? But you want more.
You
want more from us than we can allow you to have. And we must sadly let you go because we had a contract. The contract stated you can go hang out with all the guys you want and you get the dick. You get my time. You get my time. You're right. You get my time.
And what is that?
Some USDA beef.
No, not just the beef. You get a man that makes you feel like a woman. You really get to feel great. But listen, there's stipulations to that. But you want more. You always want more and you can't have it.
So what happens when a man gets caught up in
the punani,
and now all of a sudden he wants to break the contract?
Well, that's when you're dealing with a guy.
Oh, so men don't get caught up.
Right.
A man ain't getting caught up in pussy because he's too busy getting caught up in himself. Now, the guy is going to get caught up in the pussy where he's going
to... Okay, so why do we want men?
Well,
exactly. Yeah.
So they're not pretty selfish and self-centered.
Exactly. And ladies, that's why we are here. Everything Steve is saying, you hear what he's saying, correct? That's why we are here. We're here to up the game because that, unfortunately, a lot of women fall for these ideations, okay?
You get the ladies, you get Wonderland with a man. Do you?
Yes,
listen.
We do, and we should, and you're right.
Right.
You're right.
Well, it's an adventure. It's an adventure.
You get, listen.
And you're going to end up empty, just like at the end of a roller coaster ride.
Ladies, you
ain't got shit to show for that money you spent.
No, but no, I'm going to show you what ladies go through. Ladies, this is beautiful. Look at what you get to go through. First, you get number one when you're thinking about him all the time. And then number two, when he's like, hey, baby, what's going on, baby? Send me that photo. Send me that picture and everything. Then number three, where you're missing him so much, start to do everything. Four is when you start to fantasize. Five is when you start to masturbate. Six is when you sexually miss him. Seven is when you can't wait to have him. Eight is when you're smashing. And nine is, this is the beautiful thing about being with a man. That's a beauty.
Wow.
It's beauty. But you don't get, you know, you don't get that with the average guy.
Is it okay if
so
I
not to have
you?
A cornball, we got to go through all those steps, one through eight. Just not to have a cornball, you're saying?
You don't want a single guy. You listen, I know you think you want a guy that's single. But how many single guys have you had or dated, not had sexually, that you've been around with that you realize that I know why you're single? Because you're weird, you're creepy, you have no balls, and you ain't standing on anything, right? But that asshole, again, see, assholes get a wrong rep. Men are not assholes.
No, it's about right. It's an asshole.
Is kind of self-defining.
Yeah, it's about right.
Yeah, men aren't assholes. It's just that we know how to say no. We can walk away and we can trade you and move on. I mean, that's not an asshole. That's just...
So what are we getting out of this again? Is that some dicks?
No. You get an emotional
dick. It might not even be good dick, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it might be bad.
But right now, it's sounding like small dick.
No, it's not.
It's not like taking a dick or leave a dick.
Ladies, you know that we.
So these are for women who don't get attention. So these are for women.
All of you women don't get
attention.
Most of you women.
What do you mean? We get plenty of attention.
All
attention. Do we act like we don't get no attention? We get plenty of attention.
Right,
we are not pressed for attention.
All attention isn't good attention, though. You get that?
No one said it is.
Right. So you get it. You get attention, right? But see, the majority of attention you get is from this guy right here. You don't get that. You don't get the real attention that you're craving for.
You get the weirdo
guy that doesn't know how to talk.
We get creepy. We get the guys that follow us around stores and stuff like that. That happens.
You know. But then you can get a solid man that, guess what? He's never going to run behind you.
I'm still catching little dick.
Yeah, I can still pass on the dick. I don't know. Just don't need to, you know, for a little bit of attention. I'm just not there yet.
Gentlemen, don't let these.
I'm not there yet.
Gentlemen, don't let
ladies,
these women scare
you,
you
know,
to take into this
side.
All right, the lines are blowing up again. We got to answer the lines.
Let's change.
Here we go. Lines are going. All right, Tyler, you're up in 210 next. Tyler, what's up, man?
Ladies, thanks again. So,
hey, Tyler.
Do you agree with anything? Yes. Do you agree with anything that Steve is saying here? I mean, is there anything you agree with?
I love the cleaning and I love the cleaning part.
Go shut up. Yes, I do agree with some of what Steve is saying.
What would that be?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, the cooking.
Well, first of all, the videos are not helping, Steve. They're not helping.
You are just a jerk, okay? You're a bona fide asshole. You're true. You're top tier. Yeah, you're a top shelf asshole. Yeah, that's what you want. You got it, boo.
I agree with the fact that you don't have to go out for dinner per se on your first couple of gatherings. You know, I'm cool with the let's go grab a cup of coffee, let's sit and talk for a little bit kind of thing. Hey, let's go out for dessert, let's go out for a glass of wine, let's go out for a drink, that kind of thing, versus a full-fledged dinner the first couple of times. I can definitely understand a guy not wanting to just start blowing money on really nice dinners before a woman has proven that, you know, she's someone he wants to sit across the table from for 2 hours and spend $150, $200 on dinner. I get it. Nothing wrong with that.
I agree with everything Steve says.
It's just up to the woman who's going to fall for it. I agree with everything he says. Yeah, I mean, that's a game.
Oh, that pledge of allegiance was some old bullshit. That went beyond submissive. That went to self-degradation.
Degradation.
We weren't going there. There was too much going on in that pledge. I was with him at first with the submission part, but then with that whole I'm nothing without you, you lost me.
My gosh.
I went left right there. I started going towards Albuquerque.
I mean, if a man presents you with a bunch of garbage and you go for it, I mean, so why not? I mean, that's a part of you being the player, or you the one getting played. Bottom line, period. So that's, ladies, that's when you have to decide. You see what they're trying to give to us. I mean, what's good about it? Why would you go for that just to get some dick? You can get dick from anywhere. Why go for some difficult dick?
It's not difficult. Okay, ladies, wait.
I know it's packaged nicely.
No,
I get it. You know, it's a lot of attention, a lot of blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, I mean, when you're dealing with a real chick, we know what the game is.
I would like
so
to.
So that's why here to help the ladies out. To smooth it out a little bit.
Yeah, and I like to help the ladies out, too, explaining McDonald's and Burger King, the similar value, okay? Now, I would never tell women that they don't have value. Ladies, feel that you have value, okay? I'm not saying you don't have value, but you have
to understand. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for letting us know we have value.
Well, but that's a comment that wouldn't appear because I got more to say. So, yeah, ladies, just because you think you have value, okay? Now, look at McDonald's and Burger King in this analogy to sum up what the game is all about. Burger King thinks its Whopper has value. McDonald's thinks the Big Mac has value. It is the customer, i.e. the man, that makes and puts value in the burger that he goes after, meaning that it doesn't matter what you feel about yourself until you prove what you bring to my universe where I can give you value. That's why the ladies are losing, because they're too busy listening to Oprah tell them, oh, girl, you're special.
They don't listen to Oprah.
Well, you know what I mean.
Unless you're talking about that money.
Yeah, or Wendy Williams or whatever, telling y'all ladies.
I know what you're saying. I get what you're saying, right.
And I'm not saying you're not special to yourself, but I'm saying that if you want a real pipe-hitting man, you're going to have to submit.
But your offer is only dick.
No, it's my time.
And your attention. Oh, I forgot, because women are starved for attention. Are you starved for attention? I'm starved for attention. Who are these women who are starved for? I mean, you're right. There are plenty of women who need attention. So I do get that.
Ladies, listen, I'm not the bad guy. I'm not. I'm just saying that, listen, you know, ladies, they know that you got that guy right now that you don't even want to talk to. When he sees you, I don't feel like talking to him. I'll just make some people. You know you got that guy, because what you really want is that one that can pull that hair and smack that ass on a mental and emotional level. I didn't say physical, on an emotional level. Meaning that it won't matter about your dick size. Yeah, I don't want you knocking my guys on their size, because, guys, let me tell you something these women won't tell you. When she has an emotional connection with you, your size does not matter, because she
fuck me. Stop lying, fool.
I prefer a bigger size, but I'm okay as long as you know what to do. But I don't want a small one now. I don't want to do that. But I mean, I ain't gonna do that now because I ain't got that kind of time. But as long as you know what to do, it's fine.
I'm not about to be having an aneurysm trying to squeeze on something that small.
That is true.
You have to bust my brain open.
He cannot.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's about so many, how many clenches you can do. It's
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We got limits.
Guys, don't worry. Hey, over here, guys, we love y'all. We got y'all back. We're not going to let them ladies shame you, size shame you. You're not going to let that happen.
We're not size shaming at all. You're the one brought it up.
No. The problem is not the size shaming. It's the experience behind the size. A lot
right.
of you guys
we know,
don't have
first of all, okay, I say I was size shaming, but we know that no man sat there and picked out their dick. We know he didn't go, give me that little motherfucker in the corner. We know he did not.
In a jack in the box.
Give me that little bitch right there.
It always pops out, right?
It's not his fault if he has a small piece. So I'm not going to size shame anymore. But you still need to understand that your
the bass in your voice needs to match the size of your penis.
Oh,
okay.
We got a bunch of calls. All right, let's get to 210-954-240-515.
Is it Tyler?
Tyler, thank you for the call, Tyler. 210, what do you want to say to the ladies, fella? What's up, man?
Hey, yo, bro, this is Zach, bro.
What's up, Zach? What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, babe?
It's good, Zach.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right, ladies.
I'm so thirsty. Hey.
She's hilarious, man. All right, so check this out. So, you know, I got a couple of things I want to run past you, ladies. Tish, I got a question for you because there's been a couple of times Steve had asked you some questions and you kind of dodged them and blame shifted
a little bit. You noticed that? Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, though, on some real shit. Now, do you feel like because of the way you may have been done by men, that makes you a little cynical?
I'm cynical by nature. I haven't been done. I mean, I'm cool with men. I love men. All of my exes.
You've not been dogged out.
Yeah, I'm cool with all my exes. We all friends. We are all friends now.
You've been cynical our whole life. That's just
yeah, that's just how I am. I'm a very sarcastic, cynical person. And if I like you, I
okay.
Turn But if I'm chilling, I turn it all over.
All right, so let me ask you another question. How important is sexual chemistry and sexual compatibility?
Very. 1,000%.
Okay, so let me ask you another question then. Don't you think it makes sense to know sooner rather than later that that actually exists before a man carries on trying to wine and dine you?
No. You're going to know.
But we don't need to have sex for us to determine whether or not there's chemistry. However,
sexual chemistry.
Are going to have sex, and I need to test that thing out. So, but we're not going to do that until I've determined that I know you and want to get to know you on that level. I don't know that day one. I don't know that in the first 2 weeks or so. I need time to get to know you before we crack our legs open.
Oh my God!
All right, so let me ask you a question. Okay, cool. All right, so let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a situation occur where you dealt with a man for a couple of weeks, a month or longer, you developed some type of emotional bond with the guy, you had sex, and the shit was just horrible?
Yeah, so I did. Yeah, I had that happen one time. I slipped up, and that did happen, and it was horrible.
Okay, and what did you do? Did you cheat?
It was a wrap deal. It was a done deal.
Well, see, that's my point. See, this is why sex is so important. This is why you ladies can't be shooting yourself in the foot, making these niggas wait.
You're going to end up with all these miles. We can't get those miles back. We can't turn that odometer back and get those miles back. I mean, we got all these miles running
I'm with you. Look, I understand that women. I understand that women loathe fat sex and you hate adding another notch to your bedpost for some weak dick. I get that.
Right.
So why would you stall a brother out?
Exactly. Even a dog wants steak. We can't get a coochie to every man that wants it. Yeah, you got to.
Of course not. That makes sense. Now, I do have a question.
Right.
So Tish said that women are the prize, right? I think both of y'all actually said that.
Okay,
I'm curious.
I definitely say that.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Do y'all think y'all are prize because y'all have a vagina? I want to know the answer to that.
No.
Is that why you think you're the prize?
It's not about the vagina, no.
The vagina's not the prize.
But you're talking
all this yin-yang. Yeah, coochie's diamond doesn't, but we were the close set coochie, y'all be going insane. So y'all fight wars over us with the vagina. What are you talking about?
No. Males do. Men don't. Males
don't have miles on her lead attorney. No. I have been married forever. Well, I got those miles. Yeah, we don't put plenty of miles on it. Yeah, I guess if you look at it that way.
You know, like, y'all talk all this stuff, and, you know, lead attorneys don't ask me how many miles I got on me.
You want to tell them how many miles you got?
I got 5 miles.
Girl, you know the magic number is 4.
Oh,
you never say 5.
I'm so dumb.
It's so stupid.
It's always 4, yeah. Yeah, ladies, now never admit to over four men. If you screw two thieves, that's one thief. And the guy who does pay your bill, that's not a guy you screw. That was a job, ladies.
See,
never
right. Sugar daddies
four.
Are not included.
Yeah,
in
sugar
numbers.
Daddies are a job.
They're not part of the headcount.
Lead attorney.
One thief.
Lead attorney. Yes, so. Lead attorney. I tell you, my brother, you got to calm down a little bit. Hold on. Zach, you got to calm down a little bit. Calm down.
Yay!
There you go.
Yay!
Yeah, well.
Cleaning. I want some Clorox. Oh, sorry, Kaba. I really do get turned on with that cleaning, because I love cleaning.
Oh,
I
my
love
God.
It.
Exactly. Yeah, well, let me add this to you before I hang up on you, man. Let me add this right quick. Let me just add this, because Tish said something about the reason why men don't want to do dinner dates is because they're cheap.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily accurate. That's not necessarily accurate. Now, I'm not going to say,
going on.
Okay, hold on real quick. I'm not going to say that some men aren't cheap, but what I'm saying is, for me, for example, there's a clear distinction in how I treat women based on the role that I position them in. Meaning that I don't automatically take women out to dinner just because she happens to be an attractive woman that I want to get at. For me, there are certain things that you don't do with chicks you just met. Y'all got to remember, just like you guys are talking about how you don't give up the ass to random men, men shouldn't be taking random chicks to dinner. Y'all are strangers. They don't know you. They don't know you. You know, they don't know what type of temperament you have. You know, they don't know if you're a lush, you know how to conduct yourself like a lady in public. They don't know that.
When you going to get to know us?
Between her legs.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Duh.
Okay. That's how they determine. Oh, they got to do the dip test in the vajayjay.
Yeah.
All women.
The salad with.
Yeah, it's just so simple. I mean,
salad for dinner for.
How do you approach women?
Start off in the basement. All women start off in the basement as fuck buddies. That's where I put you at. And if you want some light, you want to come out the basement. You know, I got a little slogan that says #Her debit card worked too. You got to break bread.
Yes.
Women, y'all hearing this, right? Y'all hear how men are thinking, and they laughing at us and stuff like that. You see how they think, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But ladies,
no, don't get it twisted. I absolutely respect women, but you gotta earn some shit with me though. That's all that is.
Ooh,
you gotta earn shit.
So you're the prize and the woman isn't. That's what you're saying.
Yes. No. See, hold on real quick. So I don't call myself the prize. I don't call myself the prize. I just understand my value. That's all.
Mm.
Okay. And a woman's not supposed to understand hers.
No. She can understand. This is what we got going on.
Okay, what's going on, baby?
Well, let me answer the question. This is what we got going on, right? You'll have a woman, she'll come to the situation with her agenda. You'll have the man that comes to the situation with his agenda. The difference between a male is he'll hop on a woman's agenda just for a chance to get some pussy. The masculine dude, he ain't sweating the pussy like that. The chick can get on or she can get with it. It's really that simple. No harm, no foul.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's not,
it's about compatibility. It's about compatibility.
Yeah, I got
that's
you.
All it is. It's compatibility.
Yeah. Well,
and we're gonna figure out our compatibility in the bed first.
Exactly.
Or the back seat or wherever we have to be.
But well, sexual compatibility is important. We can't minimize the importance of sex.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you can say that, but you can't minimize the importance of sex because there's a lot of unhealthy marriages and relationships. Because one or both of the people aren't being sexually fulfilled.
How many other women have you slept with? Did you ask them if they had any STDs?
Oh, quite a few.
I don't know.
Okay. By the way, I do take an STD test every 6 months, so just in case you're pondering that.
That wasn't the question.
Yeah, because I make sure the dick is clean.
And
you know,
I accept the fact it's not going to help anybody up front. I'm asking, how many times do you ask women if they have an STD?
Look, I lost count. I've had sex with a lot of women. I can't tell you that for certain.
But do you know, is that a question you typically ask?
Of course.
Before you get down and dirty?
Of course.
You should.
Or are you just looking at the coochie? You don't see no bumps or pus, so
no,
you keep it pushing.
No. You ask me a question, I answered it. You ask me, do I ask? I said, yes, I do.
Okay. All right.
Oh, no. See, we can't get it twisted.
Uh-huh.
Just because a man enjoys sex and
yes.
has a lot of it doesn't mean he's sexually irresponsible. You know, a brother's sexual health is important to him.
Right, but you know, the reason I mentioned herpes in particular, or even
mm-hmm.
HPV, is because neither one of them care about a condom.
Oh no, we don't put them to the games. We don't do that. That's like wife shit. That's like wifey type shit with a condom come on. We don't put them to the games.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What?
That's wifey. That's wifey privileges with no condom.
Yeah.
No, you didn't understand what I said. You can catch herpes or HPV whether you use a condom or not. It's skin to skin.
Okay, first of all, having sex is some grown folk shit. It don't matter if you have sex mm-hmm. with 5 people or 100 people. You don't know what them other people been doing before you got to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a roll of the dice. Whenever you engage in sexual activity, it's a roll of the dice, whether you have sex frequently or infrequently.
Absolutely.
Yes, but we
it's a roll of the dice if it's going to be good. It's a roll of the dice if it's going to be burning.
Wait. Speaking of that, hold on. Let's talk about that. I just want to know, when the last time one of you ladies, in any sexual sexcapade you've ever had, when was the last time you made a man bust more than once? In one session. Because, and I'm asking, because if I can give a woman multiple orgasms, but she can only give me one, but if I can provide a woman multiple orgasms, but she can only give me one, that means my dick is the most important sexual organ in the room. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, when we close our legs to y'all, you will lose your mind. So why are you acting like you the
No, that's not true. Here's the deal. This is what kills me. This is what kills me, right? Because a lot of women think just because they have a hole between their legs that they automatically are good in bed or something. No, it's a lot of y'all chicks are lazy lovers.
They are the masters of the bed.
A lot of y'all chicks are lazy lovers. I guarantee you.
It was big with a hook and it was lame. Loser.
Okay, well, that's them niggas. That's them niggas. See, here's the thing, right? If you put most women on top in a squatting, riding position, they can't last 2 minutes without being winded. I'm just saying. See, she laughing because she know I'm writing shit. Fire stroke should be breaking a sweat and shit. Come on, man.
So, Carla, you're breaking up a little bit. But what's your game? How do you get a woman for free? Because that's what you do, right? You
show
get a woman
up.
For free.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. If I meet a woman at a bar or club, I don't buy them drinks. I don't spend money on women like that.
you
got to earn that. See, you got to earn everything. Here's the thing. If you have a child and you just buy them shit, they don't do no chores. They don't make good grades in school. They're going to get spoiled. So you can't let women get spoiled unless they earn some shit first. That's all that is. You got to earn shit. See, when you earn shit, you appreciate it more.
All right. Well, hey, Zach, I want to say thank you.
All right, man.
I appreciate you, man. We got other calls to grab and stuff, my brother. So, the matter of fact, the lines are down. So I got to grab 954.
Ladies,
I appreciate
y'all have a good night.
Hey, Zach, keep smashing for free, Bill, brother. We know what you do. 954, then 515, and then we'll just take questions and things. 954, did you have a question? What's up? Then 515.
Yeah, this will be Rich again. How y'all ladies doing again?
Can the ladies hear you? Wait, can the ladies, can y'all hear? Oh, wait. I think I fell off. Wait a second. Oh, wait, I think I fell off. Hold on a second. Wait. Hold on. I got you on live. Hold on. I fell off. Hold on. Hold on, caller. Hold on 1 second, brother. I fell off. Hold on 2 seconds. Give me 2 seconds. 2 seconds. I've got to log back in to the show. Hold on. It kicked me out. Hold on 1 second.
Spitting that truth.
Yeah, no, man. That motherfucker booed me the fuck out. I said, motherfucker, you get the fuck out. Hold on a second. Hold on, 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Let me hold on. 2 seconds. Let me. Oh, man. This is when you know it's time to get another goddamn computer when this shit's happening. Hold on a second. We were talking and it kicked you out. Hold on a second. 2 seconds. Hold on. Let me see here. Hold on 2 seconds. Having that technical difficulty. All right, here we go. Hold on, caller. Bring you in 2 seconds. Let me just grab my. What the fuck I do with the? And these women talking all that yak, man, getting their ass on here.
Yeah, I see it.
Let me open up the cam and everything. Hold on a second. 2 seconds. Let me see something. Hold on. 2 seconds. Let me go in the inner studio. Hold on, bro. I'm about to bring you in right now. I'm about to enter the studio. Hold on. 2 seconds. Jesus Christ. They was talking so much yak, my shit froze up. Hold on. Let me grab the camera. Hold on a second. 2 seconds. Bravo. All right, hold on, caller. Hold on a second. All right, hold on. We'll be in 1 second. Hold on. Let me change something out real quick.